fucking off!
Well, here we are, season 3, episode 5, and unfortunately, fans of our podcast, Ollie is predisposed, but I'm not here myself, Dominic, with Keely, and the new fan favourite, Mia Gross. How are we, girls? Yeah, she's back. I do believe Keely's been voted the best podcaster of the lot of us.
Yeah, you're probably right, actually.
You know, we're like, it's Mia, a cat in a box, and then us.
Jesus Christ. Where have you pulled the cat from?
I don't know. But anyway, but apparently Mia had a great weekend as well, as well as us pro runners.
You've been very busy, Dulles.
Yeah. Very, very busy. Tell us about it, Mia.
I got a PB.
Yay! Yeah.
In a 200.
200? What
time
did you
run? Yeah, my first race, 23:33. Yeah.
That is smoking. Yeah.
That's like my 150 time.
Oh, really?
That is still fantastic,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, so it was my first race back. So, you know, keen to kind of like get the balls rolling. But
where was it?
Up in Sydney. Mm. Yeah. Nice. SOPAC. Just, yeah, it was good. Yeah.
It's good on your first hit out too, like so early in the season.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, I knew I was running well. Like I've been, you know, training hard. I thought I was going to come out of the blocks a little bit better, but
well,
so I just had the first race kind of like eeps, but I guess you can only get better from the first one. So I'm glad the first one
will give you a lot of confidence going forward. That's for sure.
100%. Like I can, you know, see where I can find my half a second, which is nice. So now I just got to go out there and do it.
So exciting.
But yeah.
Well, that is amazing. So, but we have a big show as per usual, Keels.
That's it.
What are we going to talk about today?
Well, we had a massive weekend ourselves down in Warrnambool and Terang.
Always fantastic meets.
Very hot. Very great meet. Mm. And then we're going to look to the last competition for 2023 in Waverley this weekend on Sunday.
Ooh, it's the last episode before Christmas, so.
That's right.
We might be wearing special Christmas things by the end of the episode.
You're dressing up later.
So, Keels, you ran well as well, apparently.
Oh, yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, had a fantastic season.
Busy weekend, I think 10 runs. I was gassed by the last one.
I ran 2 races and I'm still tired.
I was more like emotionally wrecked. Like the last one was maybe, I think it was the 400 at Terang, and I was looking at everyone going, I don't want to run it, I'm going to cry. But like you just, okay, just do it. You'll be right. And
I must admit, I love all the stables. I love the pod squad. I love
we know
Team
you do.
Island. I love everybody. Yeah, I really do. I got a new hat from the
we can see that.
Mates, from
nice.
The Vikings.
Some nice donation there, Robbo.
So thanks, Bretto. Don't worry, I ruined the peak for you. But anyway, but one thing that's always eluded me.
Okay.
Is your stable the NESP stable?
Yep.
I've never understood the acronym. What does it actually mean? Obviously, it doesn't mean never eat soggy pineapple.
No.
What does it mean?
That's our nickname.
Right.
Is that what would be your guess?
That was my guess.
Yeah, like, I have absolutely no clue.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
So what okay. Sample?
Northeastern Sport Performance.
Oh. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
And you're having a great season. I think it's been a sash every race meet. Someone, even the girls, little parrot.
Yeah. So we had four sash winners, well, 3 winners, but 4 sashes over the weekend. So we've been pretty successful. I've happened to snag one up, which is great.
300.
Fun fact, though, I'm the reason the N is in NESP. I'm the only Northerner.
Oh.
They're all from the East.
Well, that's right, because you train at Doncaster.
Yeah.
Tom Kelly's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're all from.
Me in high school.
He was one of my hurdles coaches back in the day.
The great
he got
Tom
me
Kelly.
Back over the hurdles.
Little leprechaun Irishman he was. So, but also, Brett from, I've got to give a shout out to Brett from the Viking stable because he asked me to shout him out. Right?
Of course he did.
But it cost him. So he owes Jock Bailey and myself a bottle of bourbon each.
Oh, geez.
And we do like Jack Daniels.
That's pricey.
All right. It is thing. So what else? What other races have we got after Waverley that Keels?
Well, we've got Maryborough, New Year's Day.
Oh, we have one, Northern States.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah, Newcastle.
And Newcastle
Sorry.
Gift.
Forgot
and
that
big
one.
Shout out to Ramona. So she's done well. I think that's her second event for this year.
Yeah, so Maxville was not long ago. And last year's Newcastle Gift was quite successful. So hoping to go bigger and better here.
Yeah, bigger and better. And we'll send the usual crew up on that weekend. And hopefully we get some VAL runners that go up there and help out and run some races. I think Timothy Rosen won last year up there. So I wonder if he's going up to go back to back. Potentially
the 300, yeah. I'd have to check my stats.
But as per usual, we've got lots to talk about and we've got some positive things as well, Keel. So I want you to tell us about something very, very positive
for
the weekend.
So let's start with a feel-good moment. Massive positive with a lot of community spirit, and I think this is what our sport's about. So we'd just like to highlight this one. So some of you may have heard that recently a much-loved character of the VAL, being Tony O'Shea, has had some unfortunate family turmoil and some very upsetting news. So what we've loved hearing is that the DPS Warrnambool crew heard about his story of why he was back down in Melbourne after Geelong, and they all chipped in where they could to give him the opportunity to run at Warrnambool and Terang over the weekend and get him there to be around the people that he loves, being around, being the VAL and doing what he loves, you know, pro running, which is like, it's heartwarming.
It makes
you feel warm and fuzzy inside.
We're a big, close family community in our sport. And for those listeners overseas, because we do have a few listeners from overseas, Mia, like Warrnambool and Terang isn't that easy to get to, and it's in the far east of the state.
That's right.
So it's an absolutely magnificent effort by the DPS squad in Warrnambool.
Yeah, so massive generosity, a heap of support. And I guess this is what community sport's about.
Yeah, it is.
You pick each other up when we're down, and there's no nastiness, and it's giving back in more ways than one.
It is. We're like the Three Musketeers. Have you heard about those, Mia?
Yes, I have.
I don't know with you millennials, maybe, but it was All for One and One for All. But that's you know good. What?
That's from High School Musical.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to.
I'm obviously a Gen X. I have no idea what you're talking
about.
That's
our Gen thing. The final dance. Yeah,
literally.
Yeah, it's
Can
great.
Can you do the moves? Is it?
Maybe like I had to learn it. I went to my first high school was Sacred Heart, and we did it was an all-girl school, and it was just, we had to learn the dance.
Oh, my God.
It was like a whole school thing. It was so bad. So, yes, I do know the dance.
Did you go to Rocker Stedford? Is that still around, Rocker Stedford?
Oh, that was around when I was young.
Really? Did your school do it?
Yeah. I've got two left feet, though. I should not have been put in it, seriously.
Got running.
Yeah. Yeah, away from, I can't bump into other people, have to run in a lane.
But anyway, we've got lots to talk about.
That's it.
Keep on listening, everybody.
Plenty more coming up.
Well, we've had a big couple of race meets and we've got some highlighted performances that Keely, the highlight queen's going to call out and talk about some great races at Warrnambool, Terang, and a special race from Geelong, which we forgot to mention.
I did forget one about Geelong. We'll come back to that in a minute. Let's talk about a few highlights from the weekend. Mm-hmm. Look, my highlight's a little bit selfish. I think I'm allowed to be.
Why is that?
At this point. So, look, the stable that I'm
stable
a part of.
Very well.
Very successful over the weekend.
What's the name of the stable again?
North East Sprint?
Sport Performance.
Sport Performance.
Very good.
I was close. So close.
You'll learn it by the end of the show. No, so we took home 4 sashes over the weekend.
That's great.
That's more than some people have in a lifetime.
Big kudos. Tip my hat to you, Craig.
He's doing a good job. Look, I'm very, very proud of them. We were very busy going back and forth from finish line to podium. Like, oh, my God, this person's on now. It's just,
That's an exciting weekend, though, to always have someone to look at.
Yeah,
like,
exactly
I enjoy,
right.
like, being like, oh, my God, and I have to stay because this person's racing.
Yeah.
And then, what happens if they make the semis and then the finals? And it's just like.
But that's
exactly
a good
right.
teammate, though.
Yeah.
That's a good
like,
stable.
I love that stuff. Like, I love watching my teammates.
Yeah, like, we hype each other up a fair bit. Like, a few people come up to me over the weekend and said, oh, you guys are always at the finish line, like, waiting for each other to finish. I'm like, well, that's what we do to keep each other, I guess, in the right headspace and successful as well. If you've got that camaraderie around you, then you feel that more uplifted and supported, I guess, to then, I guess,
100%.
Guess
one better.
I love that about our sport, and pretty much every stable does it. So
it's like
fantastic.
A footy club. As soon as someone is on, you pick them back up and go again.
Well, because you always want to see people doing well as well.
Exactly
like
right.
You don't want to, like, wish negatively on anybody.
Never.
So it's always so nice when someone's, like, you know, accomplished something that, you know, you can do well. They do.
Yeah.
So your highlight is your whole squad.
Yeah, that's it. They did a very good job.
Well done to never eat soggy pineapple.
Gosh.
So that was for Terang. What about Warrnambool?
Well, it's much of the same because we had two at Warrnambool and two at Terang. So split two. I know it's half cheating, but
No, it's not. You always got to be positive about victory and reward good behaviour, so yeah. to speak. And I like that. You're always allowed to call out good results. Doesn't yeah. matter whether it's your squad or me running a PB in the 200 in Sydney. Or,
yeah. What about you? Like what's that. Your highlight from the weekend?
My highlight? I've got a slightly different highlight. Okay. I'm a big shout out to the DPS squad girls.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
obviously realising social media is the way to go, like us in our sport.
And they've just taken a leaf out of your book,
eh? On our book. On our book and Ollie's book and everything like that. And the DPS squad girls did a little video about South Australian runner Michael Moscue.
Oh, I was part of that, actually. Yes. Were you in it too?
Yeah, I was in it too. So it was Didier, I believe, as well. So we're all asked nice. About whether or not he wants to keep his mullet. What do you think, Mia?
Oh, I mean, I'm here for a mullet. Yeah.
So
the girls asked me as soon as I finished a race, and they're like, here, answer this. I'm like, oh, okay, yep, absolutely.
It's just fantastic that people are willing to put themselves out there and do little things yeah. for sport and engage everybody. So that
it'll
that
take one in the algorithm to take off, and then went boom.
So I just think it's absolutely amazing. I mean, like your sister – like, yeah. broke the internet.
I know. What was she at? 75? 70, 80K. Yeah.
80,000 yeah. views so on social media.
Yeah. So, yeah. I was just little Willow running and me screaming my lungs out. So, yeah.
So that's the power of social media. Yeah, and that's how our sport gets bigger and bigger.
That's
so
right.
Another great thing by DPS squad over the weekend. So well done, girls.
Well done.
Mm.
Perfect.
But I also like Luke Livingston winning the Masters 120 and 300 double, his first two sashes.
I did see that over the weekend. First yeah,
two
sashes.
First
yeah.
two and two.
Yes, and he did the wow. double.
Yeah.
So he runs down to Essendon and he runs on the other side of the track from our squad. So,
Is there a bit of a rivalry there?
No, he's a good bloke. No? But what I love about him is he trains with his son.
Okay.
So it's just him and his son and they train 2-3 times a week, and he's been around a few years but doesn't run that often.
Yeah, yeah.
With
yeah.
injuries, but his first
good
two
stuff.
Sashes were the double.
That's a busy weekend.
You know, so, and what about the Geelong special one?
Yeah, so I did forget to give Performer of the Week last week for Geelong. We were a little bit of a brain fade. For me last week was Sonia Pollard in the Women's 70. Hello.
Oh, she is in amazing form. Yeah. I couldn't quite catch her in the 100 Masters 120 final
on the
weekend.
No, she's killing it.
She's doing amazingly well. She's very, very old school pro runner, been around a long time. Not saying she's old. She's
no.
chicken. But
well, she's
whooping
our butt in the
I think
open
it's her
races,
fourth sash
so
of the year. So she's had an amazing, amazing season.
Absolutely.
We've got to celebrate her. Well done, Sonia.
And then, yeah, for this one, I was on the fence with Luke and a couple of others for Performer of the Round, but I had to do the selfish thing. I had to give it to Mackie. I feel like I'd cop it at training if I didn't either.
No. Well done.
You've got to do what you got to do.
Nah, but look, he had a massive, huge weekend. Like I think it was 6 runs on day one and then another 3 to win the gift.
It's interesting, isn't it? People who don't sprint or understand our sport don't understand the effort it puts our body under to sprint.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, insane. Mm. Yeah. I'm still, I'm like 4 days post my race and I had 2 races and I still haven't done anything. Yeah, I'm still so sore. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And just tired. Really tired.
Oh, I feel you.
Don loves me saying that I'm tired.
I'll get you a bag of concrete and harden the F up. All right, man. Tired. Gee whiz. Anyway, what else we got? What else are we going to talk about, Kills? Must admit, I've got to say, Ollie does an amazing job.
He does.
Of running this. Yeah. I like flying in and out with a few witty comments.
But now that you're in the driver's seat, you're like, shit.
It's actually hard work and he does an amazing job. So big shout out to you, Ollie.
He's a trained professional.
You know, we do have Ollie's wheel of love to come on, but when we're all...
We'll figure the logistics of that later. So. No, what I actually wanted to chat with you about this week, Dom, is your latest PR stunts and your... What's the word? Social media influencing?
Yeah. I see you everywhere.
Does that mean,
literally everywhere.
Does that mean an influencer? Yeah.
You are literally all over my Instagram.
Yeah.
Your sister gets 70,000.
I can't get away from you. Yeah.
I get like 10.
No. Everyone starts somewhere.
That's
everyone
true.
Starts somewhere.
You're going to start low and get any lower. So, no, it's good for the sport.
Every time I open the gram, there is a video of you. Lately, it's pumping up Waverly, which is what we're doing. And then Todd with his little,
Yeah, and it was fantastic because a lot of people didn't expect that from Todd.
No, I loved it.
Yeah, it was
I
really,
loved
really,
it.
Really good. So it's We do it for the sport, and the good thing about it is the clubs are coming to myself and Didier now.
So they want more. They want more of you.
They want more of this, Mia.
Yeah. Well, it's a good that way. You know, people understand like what events coming on, what they can be excited about.
Yeah.
You know, who's racing, all the fun stuff, really.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I ask as well? In your last one,
yes.
How did your dog make it in? How did your dog cameo in? How have you linked? All right. How have you linked a pet with the lead up to a competition on the weekend?
Well, pets allowed to like running. Pearl, my dog likes running.
But like, I don't bring Maggie to a comp.
Well, at all. Maybe she should.
Oh no, so she made it. She made
it to 1 second of fame. So,
all right. Well, which ones awesome you got coming shoot up lately?
So we've got a big couple coming up. So we've got Didier and I spending a day. We're driving up to Shepparton and to Wangaratta.
Beautiful.
Yeah, before Christmas, and we're going to do a series of videos. We've got some ideas installed.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
big.
Yeah.
It's going to be so big.
Here we go.
I got my dog from Shepparton, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah. Maybe your dog can be in it.
Yeah, named Aston. Yeah.
Aston.
Yeah, because my brother and my dad wanted Aston Martin.
Oh,
and there was like, dog or Aston Martin? Let's get a dog. Let's just call the dog Aston. No,
but it's going to be so big. Even Jesus will be there. That's how big it's going to be. So look out, people.
What do you
check
mean
out the videos? Well, you know how my brain thinks. It's everywhere.
Yeah, fair enough.
So
yeah.
Be prepared to be entertained because, like you said, if you're going to vote for me in an election, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Fair enough. If you too would like more of Dom, please hit them up. We're pimping him out now.
Yeah. And we can double my wage. Go from zero to zero. Anyway, that's all for the sport, people, and it's fantastic. So we've got the Waverley Gift coming up this weekend.
Yeah, let's segue from.
Do we have any information about that?
So the one thing I did want to highlight is there is equal prize money this year for men's and women's 100-meter gift, which is great.
Woo! Yay, well done.
Go team.
Go
team. This is what we like.
Absolutely. Yes. Is there anything that you guys are particularly looking forward to either watching live or via live stream?
What about you, Mia? What would you look forward to at Waverley?
You know, I mean, I've always loved to be, you know, a sprinter. Mm-hmm. So I enjoy the sprinting.
Mm-hmm. We do see you at lots of pro meets.
So. I'm at literally like every single one when I'm in here, like in Melbourne.
I reckon you should go around and give the kids autographs. So kids,
I don't know if they even know who I am. Like,
they not know who you are.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what kids think these days, but I don't know.
You were a kid once. So.
Yeah, I was a kid once. I mean, I don't know. I mean, when I was younger, I was looked up to Morgan Mitchell, and I remember I was like 14, and now she's my roommate. Yeah.
Your roommate?
Yeah, she's like, 9 years older than me, and then when I first met her, I was 14.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and she was like 22 or something like that. Yeah, and so basically the ages that, like, you know, my sister's kind of at and I am.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, so bizarre to be like, oh, yeah, like, I looked up to her so much, and, like, when I first met her, she, like, remembered my name, and I was, like, so excited.
No, she's in your living room.
Yeah, and now she's in my living room. So, like, how crazy is that?
Oh, my God.
But, like, amazing. But she didn't know that I idolized her, like, at all. And then, you know, likewise, like, I would have no idea who idolizes me.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. That's
as
fair
well.
Enough. Like, yeah, like, every 2 weeks, give us the rent, will you?
Please. Your mates.
You know, pay up. You know. Like, but for me, I like Waverley because it is a unbelievably good grass track.
Agreed.
Actually was voted the best in Australia at one
That's
point.
Right. So, through, I think Inside Athletics did a massive Instagram poll and it ended up, it beat Stoll.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Stoll. I love running at Stoll.
Of course.
I mean,
that's like our
how can
final
you not? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Waverley surface is quite
it's elite.
Well kept though.
And traditionally Waverley is the race meet where all the big people start to come out to play in our sport, don't they, sort of thing. It's sort of like, ooh, we've got to start to get serious.
Yeah, you kind of want to see where you're at before the end of the year so you can kind of have a couple of weeks to work on it, be better, then come back in the new year and be like, hey, I'm here to play. here I am. Look at me. Yeah.
So, but unfortunately, we had another event the day before this weekend, the Beachside Sand Classic Gills.
This is a bit,
what's happened?
So, unfortunately, it's cancelled. The day before Waverley, so the day that the Sand Classic's meant to be on, is not great, being Melbourne weather.
I believe 20 mils of rain. So, the council and Timmy Mason have got together and made the decision.
It makes it hard when weather's something you can never predict, particularly swimming in water. I don't think I'd want to be swimming in water when it's pouring with rain. You're already wet, but like still.
Yeah. Well, even sprinting on the grass. Yeah. Like you don't want to sprint on the grass in when it's too wet water as well.
I can't imagine sand being any better. Sand
and
what?
What do you mean? It's the rain now.
Oh, I'm no imposter of the rain. I enjoy the rain, all right? I am not. I will be the first one out there in the rain, all right?
No, very, very good. That's great. But unfortunately, we all have to wait for our towels because when we enter, we get a towel.
Yes,
that's right.
Do we have a future date for that event?
Yes, it'll be the 17th of March.
Which is the day after
Ringwood.
Yes, so let's we'll still get on board, get an celebrate opportunity. That one.
Hopefully the weather is not too bad there, Timmy. Oh, my gosh.
You'd hope not.
Oh, you'd think not. Like, no. I feel like with Melbourne seasons, you still get that bit of hot weather through the end of March anyway, so...
Hopefully. Fingers crossed, touch wood. We can't get any more rain than what we've had, so weather gods, be nice to us.
That's right.
So, but we have some reminders.
Yeah, couple coming up. So we mentioned Newcastle earlier. Entries will close when you're listening to this. It'll be the day of, but the 8th of December.
Mm-hmm.
Another great one, Maryborough entries are open.
I entered this morning.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yes.
You're very early.
Very
then.
Quick. Wow. Yeah. Very quick. Efficient.
Now I live my life. Very efficient.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Better safe than sorry. I'm sure there'll be a lot of late entries all the time, like trying to ring in.
All the time, aren't they? Yeah. So that we do. Last year we were shouting that out a bit too, weren't we?
Yeah, please don't be late.
Get your entries in.
Yeah.
But a few people, even Team Ireland squad, were forgetting to. Into Waverley for the last second.
Really?
Yeah.
They're probably just like,
you would have thought they were seasoned enough to know to.
Well, they've been reminded enough.
They're a very, very good cook squad. And Maryborough, Scottish extravaganza kilt. That's your Scottish background?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Do you wear the kilt? Do you get to do the dance, you know, eat some haggis?
No, like I said, I have got two.
Throw the caber.
Haggis.
Two left feet.
Don't you like haggis? Haggis. Not bad.
Oh. It just seems like there's so much ingredients that just don't sound nice in one thing.
And like,
no offense to the... It's all the insides. Meat. It's like livers and stuff.
It's everything mushed kind of together.
Everything and mushed of the insides.
With the word, like it's an... Haggis is an aggressive word.
Mm.
You ever think of like aggressive words?
Haggis is aggressive word. So what are we going to call it? Meat and veg? I mean, it's called like, haggis for traditional reasons.
It's more like tummy insides and veg.
Anyway, what's great is with Maryborough, so again here the men's and women's gift prize money is equal. So there is a $15,000 prize pool for each and the women now get a sword.
Oh, that's so sick.
Well.
Yeah. I literally just want to win for the sword.
The sword's literally your height, Mia. It's like,
what? It's really?
It's like massive. Yeah, massive.
What?
Yeah.
I want to see this sword so
like
badly.
It's kind of like the trophy that you get and then your name gets,
I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want anything else but this
but
sword.
The sword.
And I'd come home
it is absolutely massive.
Yeah.
And the fact that we've got about five or six runners, I think Les Williams tell me seven runners from Scotland.
Oh, really?
Here.
That's so cool.
And they'll be running it.
Oh, fantastic.
That's so cool. Gift, you know.
Awesome.
So, do the dudes get a sword?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So they've had it traditionally long term. Yeah. But now because women are
right, but no, rightly show.
Yeah,
so cool.
So now we get one. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever seen, there's a picture of, oh my God, who is it? I think it's Rupert Lugo after he won. He's got the thing up on top of his head. It's like double.
And Rupert's
huge.
Rupert's like me, he's a giant.
Oh my God.
We miss him so much. But this thing's huge. He's like holding it up here and it's like slay someone.
That's awesome.
So sick. But I've got a shout out to my mate Alvin. Right, in Scotland.
Alvin.
No, not Scotland, it's in not Mississippi. Scotland. And the reason why I call him out this week is Declan Gall from Scotland, who ran on the weekend.
Yeah.
He was wearing an Ole Miss college singlet, right? But mate Alvin is from Mississippi. Mm. So I just want to, a bit of a segue just to say.
Yeah, fair enough.
See, Mississippi is always represented on this show. So Alvin, a big shout out to you and Ole Mississippi University. And also Alvin is going to be a grandfather again. So to my mate, congratulations with his daughter, Centerial.
Beautiful. Oh, babies. Well, anyway, back to Maryborough. The entries will close on the 15th of December, so you will not get another reminder from us because we are finishing up before Maryborough, well, until Christmas, so that'll be long gone. And then St Albans entries will open in the meantime. So
I love all our race meets. No matter where they are, I absolutely love them.
From now on, like from Maryborough, it's...
Every weekend.
Every weekend. So
boom,
it's just
boom, boom.
take the break while you can, guys.
Yes, enjoy
and
the
enjoy
break.
It. Yeah.
I mean, I believe that there's a few people who go to Bay Sheffield and then Bernie and stuff like that as well. Mm. But
well, whoever's going to.
Will I be? No, it's actually my birthday on Bay Sheffield. So I'm going to stay for the kids, but that's okay. Enough.
Were you killing?
I like my kids.
Not this year. I have to work. Oh. Being in a new job.
Have you ever ran a bay?
No. Youngie did ask me, he's like, can you come? I'm like, oh, look, new job, it's a bit hard. I've got to take.
It was good to see Youngie squad on the weekend.
Yeah. So I was like, look, it's a bit hard to take time off between Christmas, New Year's because all the other established workers will first. And I've just got to, you know, fall in line for now, is fine. But time will come.
You've done Bernie?
You've done Bernie. Yeah.
I like those cozy carnivals. Yeah. I enjoy the racing just like day after, day after, day after.
I enjoyed it too, just because I was so injured at the time. I just didn't get like...
But we're obviously our biggest one because our season lasts a long time, but South Australian and all the other states are smaller,
a bit shorter. Mm.
A bit shorter. And then they come and visit us and
know
where their bread's buttered, so to speak. Yeah.
But for us Victorians that are stuck here not running,
we
get to have food. Yay!
So everybody, this is our last. Well, I bring the hats. I brought the hats, people. So I've got to say, from all of us,
and Ollie,
yes,
from all of us, we have to say Merry Christmas, everybody. Be safe.
Be safe.
Please drive safe. Please run safe.
Enter all the races, otherwise you'll be square.
Eat lots of food.
And look out for Didier and I's videos.
Oh gosh, here we go.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and happy New Year.
See you soon. We'll